This is a bonus episode. This is being released via the Nutty Bites podcast and the Red Dwarf Introcast.
Welcome, everyone, to this very special Intro to Canada podcast, where I spent the past week here in Canada with two lovely hosts. First of all, I have Nutty.
Hello.
And I have Tech.
Hi, I'm Tech.
And if I may say, it's cold outside, but not because there's no kind of atmosphere. Just because it's Canada.
Yes, and I would like to note that we had no snow until you showed up.
Yeah,
and
Canada, snow was done.
Canada decided to impress our English visitor and brought the snow back. So I had to shovel today for the first time in a month. Thank you, Shane.
Thanks, Shane.
Rory, please help me.
Now he's no help. Rory's doing dragon things and getting ready to watch WrestleMania and is not interested in helping you win this fight at all.
Although he is thankful that you brought him a cow.
Oh, yes. Clarence is quite delicious and good with hot sauce.
Although Clarence did try to sneak back into Shane's luggage.
Oh, did he?
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
He said his arm has gone numb from being nibbled.
We're arguing about puppets here.
Yes.
We're arguing about puppets.
So, Shane, yes. Tell us, what did you learn in Canada?
What did I learn?
Yes.
Aikido.
You learned Aikido, that's right. We took you to Aikido. You got a couple hours of instruction. You got personal instruction by Tech.
I did. And I loved every single minute of it.
Oh, well, good.
So what was the number one thing you learned in Aikido?
It hurts.
It hurts. No, that's what we learned in Aikido.
it was very, very enjoyable. 2 hours is not long enough, so I'm actually going to be doing it when I get home.
Very good.
And yes. The free class in my town, so yeah, that's a week on Saturday. Of all the times that I have to do it, it's a week on Saturday.
Yeah, it's almost like it's kismet.
Mm.
We introduce you to something, and there's something similar at your local haunt.
Yeah, indeed.
I was hoping you were going to say to tuck your head when you fall. That's what I was hoping. What else did you learn in Canada?
That I still can get ID'd.
Yes. Oh, that was funny.
Mm.
Shane went to get tobacco, and he was ID'd for it.
Yes. It's incredibly difficult to find tobacco around here.
Well, just tobacco. Yes. Cigarettes are everywhere.
Cigarettes is fine. Tobacco, not so easy.
Yes. And the lady at Sobeys was quite tickled by your accent.
She didn't even... I know. She didn't even... She asked me where I was from. England. Oh, that's right. Yeah, I thought so.
Yeah. Did they ID you in the convenience store?
No, they didn't. No.
And they definitely didn't ID you in that other store.
No, they didn't. No.
We won't say what that other store is.
No, we won't.
Mm.
Yes. I just needed some rolling paper people. That's all I'm saying.
And I didn't go inside for a reason.
Yes.
And it was just tobacco.
Yes. Yeah. What else was that? I introduced you to a few quiz shows.
Yes, the first night, Shane had us watching so many quiz shows from the 80s, British quiz shows. It started with, what was the name of the one with the girl in the jumpsuit?
Treasure Hunt.
Yeah,
Treasure Hunt.
Yeah.
Mmm, with the pretty girl in the helicopter in the jumpsuit.
Yeah.
Yes, yes. And it was so very British.
Mm. Then we moved on to the Crystal Maze.
That was kind of fun.
Which was very good. And like you mentioned, it was by the same guy. Well, all of these were by the same guy that did Fort Boyard, which, being French, I'm a huge fan of.
Yeah.
And the host of the Crystal Maze was Riff Raff from Rocky Horror.
Yeah. Yeah. And also the last one was The Interceptor.
Not so good. Really hokey. Dude in a trench coat with an IR beam shooting your backpack while you're on a motorcycle. And it was weird. But
you kind of remind me of Cyrus from Trailer Park Boys, but a nice guy.
He reminded me of the yes, you know, that like Cyrus and the Trailer Boys, or the fangirls, I don't remember his name, but the lead singer to Spandau Ballet in like this horrible. I thought he was gonna start singing to cut a long story short while swinging from the helicopter.
That would have been hysterical.
Oh, another thing I learned, how amazing Tim Horton's coffee is.
We have another convert. Yeah, that's going to peak.
That's
going to peak.
But yes, Tim Hortons coffee. Yeah. You quite enjoyed that. But you only got it, what?
Once?
That's it.
Yes. So far, once. I'm still here. I'm leaving tomorrow in the afternoon, so I've still got time.
Still got time. We'll get you some tomorrow.
Yes.
The funny thing about Tim Hortons coffee is they've been trying for years to find out why people find it so good. And the last running theory was that they added nicotine to the coffee to make it addictive.
Yes, but they have proven that's false.
No, it's all on soaps. It's all proven to be false, but it makes for really funny rumors.
My belief is, and I don't know this because I never worked for Tim Hortons, so anybody who's worked for Tim Hortons, please let us know. I'm guessing that they keep their machines clean.
And they're constantly making fresh pots. So
yes.
The coffee, it's the turnover. The coffee never burns.
Yeah, they actually have, like, markers on the pots, and they will throw them out if they're older than, what is it, 20 minutes?
20 or 10 minutes.
Yeah, something really short.
Yeah. Another thing I learned when I was here is Costco.
Yes, Costco.
Welcome to North American consumers.
Yes. Where even the plants are big.
Yes, that was my favorite. We're strolling through the aisles, and I look over at some hydrangeas, and I'm sniffing the hydrangeas, and I just hear Shane over my shoulder, "Oh my God, even the plants are big."
So would there be any department store, convenience store, grocery store, anything like a Costco in
not,
England?
No, not quite that, no. Not with the rackings and that sort of stuff.
Okay, so how would you describe it for the people that have never seen one?
Absolutely massive. Think of it as Tesco's. However, think of it all in racks. I think it'd be better if I talk about an Aldi. Actually, I think that's a better comparison.
Okay.
But it's all in racks. It's about four times as big.
Yeah, it's not a Tesco's. It's four Tesco's.
Yes. You know, we have Asda Walmarts over in the UK.
Mm-hmm.
The Walmart like this over here. I have no words to describe.
Yeah, and then the other thing about Costco is everything is in very large packages.
Yeah.
And everything is huge.
Yeah.
You know, we buy for $20 25 chicken thighs.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, I have one that's not on your list I want to bring up.
Okay, good.
What was it like driving on the correct side of the road?
Oh, yes.
Well, I wasn't doing the driving.
Uh-huh.
That's true.
So,
but did it feel weird?
Well, no, because I spent most of my time in the passenger side seat, which, of course, in my country, is the right side. So, yeah.
Well, it's the right side here.
Right. You did stop trying to get into the car by the wrong side.
Yes, I did.
It was very common. Shane, other side. Shane, other side.
Oh, darn it. Oh, darn it. What else was there? Oh, I introduced you to watching some English wrestling.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we watched your local wrestling.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Sir Chester Wrestling...
Yeah, Federation. TWF, yeah.
CWF, yeah.
Filmed by me.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
In the presence of the mayor.
Yes.
Hi, Mark.
Yes.
I can't forget about this. Poutine.
It's poutine. We had that yesterday.
Yes, we did.
Part of my homeland.
Indeed. And I loved it. Well, of course I loved it. Otherwise I would have left something on the plate. Yeah, I completely finished the plate.
Yeah. And is it not like the best comfort food?
Yes, definitely.
Now, for all of you naysayers of poutine, and I've heard many of them, I don't like gravy, period.
Mm-hmm.
The idea of cheese curds does not sound appealing to me.
Mm-hmm.
But when you take Belgian-style fries, great brown gravy, and cheese curds, and you put them all together, it becomes heaven.
Yeah.
Poutine can be ruined by people that don't understand that exact mix of the cheese curds and the thick gravy. So they either use a thin gravy, they use a light brown gravy. It's going to be a thick, dark brown gravy.
Mm-hmm.
The fries has to be done Belgian style with the peels on. It has to be russet potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
They have to be fried to that golden crisp. And then hot, you know, cold cheese curds on top, hot gravy on top, and then let the cheese melt. Serve, delicious, enjoy.
Yep.
Cool. Excellent.
And that's why I didn't let you get poutine at McDonald's.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty bad, but McPoutine is something to be tried at least once.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. And of course, with the poutine, I had elk.
Yes, elk. You ate a cute animal.
Yes, I did.
And I ate a cute animal with you because, well, elk is delicious.
Yeah, indeed.
Yeah, we went to the Works Burger Bar, a chain here in Ontario, and they make, I don't know, 40, 50 different burgers with various different toppings, all with cute, punny names.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You may have heard of them on BuzzFeed and Gawker and all those other websites when they had the Reese's Peanut Butter Cup burger, mm-hmm. the burger that was stuffed with peanut butter mm-hmm. cups. It was delicious.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
Yeah. I think we're going to have to talk about Friday night.
Friday night.
What happened Friday? I don't remember.
Well, Shane was introduced to Rye.
I'm going
to
sit back, relax, so that you are.
And it started out where, what was it? You poured yourself a drink, and mm-hmm. I had a drink of something, and which was Fireball and cream soda. I forget the name of it, but it's very yummy. Tastes like a cinnamon roll. Mm-hmm. And you said, and then Shane said, I'll have a cup of that. And he had the some nice Gibson's rye and some Seven.
Yeah.
And then his glass was empty, and then it was filled.
An empty glass is a sin. So yes. We rectified this solution multiple times until I forget when I went to bed.
And many drinks were had, and a loopy, fabulous Shane was in our house.
Yes. Indeed. Watching TakeOver.
He was watching wrestling. Yep. And
Something happened which made me drink more.
And then lots of YouTube videos.
Yes.
Dipped into the orbital. And then Shane started showing us videos of various acts that he'd seen live, and we all wanted to kill him because he saw ZZ Top twice. Oh, yeah, Pendulum.
Pendulum, the Prodigy. The Prodigy. All of that. Every band I've ever loved, he's seen live, and I hate him more than 1,000 Burning Suns. We decided it was 2,000 Burning Suns, yes. All right.
Yes. Also, my only base visit with E-Tech.
Yes. How'd that go?
I loved it.
So why don't you describe Tech at work? Warrant Tech.
He's behind a desk for most of it.
And ricocheting from office to office in a caffeine-fueled tizzy of trying to get paperwork done.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah, once I was an army guy, now I am an administrator, but... Well, as I was talking with my bosses to get clearance to bring Shane into the school to show him what we do, my whole plan was to show him that Canadian bureaucracy can be the same as English bureaucracy, and government is government, and just as confusing, and, well, I hope he had fun. I thought he had fun.
Oh, I did. I did.
Some yelling at the troops?
I did. I was outside at about 7:15, -1 degrees.
Oh, it was warm.
Yeah.
Watching us stand perfectly still and get yelled at by some guy.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
And,
Then I went inside. They're incredibly nice people. Actually, very, very nice people. I left Tech's office to go down the hall to grab myself a coffee from the cafeteria. And I must have bumped into about 6 or 7 different people. Each one of them said good morning.
Mm-hmm.
We're nice people. Mm-hmm. Oh, there is one thing I wanted to tell you, the perfect place to break this information was is right now. When you came with me into the classroom and you got to listen to that introductory speech, the students were very, very afraid.
Yeah.
They thought you were a fake terrorist coming in to do an active shooter drill. They thought you were going to take the classroom hostage.
Because that is coming up.
Because we do have these. We are training active shooter drills, and we are training these different hostage scenarios. So we have been getting ready and slowly starting to do all this stuff. And they really thought that you were a fake bad guy coming in to take them all hostage.
Sorry.
That is fantastic.
That is absolutely amazing.
And you got to climb into a lav.
I did.
Climbed all over a leopard.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That is a tank.
Yeah.
69 tons of German happy.
Mm-hmm. Indeed.
And then we took you to the tank park.
Yeah, the museum, yes.
Yeah, and the museum.
Yeah.
And you got to see a lot of old vehicles, old uniforms, old things. Lots of fun in history.
Took loads of photos.
Mm-hmm.
It was absolutely amazing.
There's some rare stuff here at the Tank Park. I mean, it's nothing like Bovington would be in the UK, but it's a nice, pokey little tank park with some really rare stuff in it. And some, you know, Mark V Whippet to any Renault tanks.
Whippet real good?
Oh.
Potato.
Oh, duh, duh, duh. Edit.
Edit.
Naughty, naughty.
Yes, and we have to talk about, you missed this attack, but we have to talk about Thursday night.
Yes.
And Two Strikes.
Okay.
You know, a show in Toronto called Two Strikes. If you're ever in Toronto, it's at Comedy Bar. It's only $10 to get in. You have to go.
There's no drink minimums.
No.
And if you do eat food there, it's cheap.
Yeah.
So this is an improv comedy show.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it's an improv elimination comedy show. So how does that work?
They do scenes. Okay. And at the end of the scene, you buzz out who you like the least. And they only get two strikes. Hence the name of the show, Two Strikes.
Yeah. So what was this wrestler thing they were doing?
So they would be doing the scene. And the audience could scream at any point, "Sounds like a wrestler." And if the audience screams that, the comics then have to repeat what they just said in a 1980s WWE-style wrestling promo or a fight or Mean Gene interview or something like that.
Sure.
And it was somebody promoting someone to from fry cook to... Was it Night Manager or something?
Something like that.
And McDonald's. And there was a love story that wrapped up in there somewhere, too. and it was pretty good. And so, you know, it'd be, "Well, you know, I'm just changing the oil." Sounds like Marissa. "I'm just changing the oil because I'm going to get ready to kill you on Sunday night in the Raw. I'm going to kill you." And it was just, it was quite funny. And that was definitely my favorite of the skits.
Yeah. And of course, we met Chrissy for the first time there as well.
Yes, from the Bondage podcast. Is that what it is?
Yes,
which is a James Bond podcast. No, it's not what you were thinking.
I'm not interested anymore.
It has nothing to do with J.B. Wells. Sorry.
Yeah. One of mine.
I was going for the third use of Bond. Anyway.
Okay. Nutty!
and she was quite fun.
She was a blast.
Yep.
She was lovely.
And we chatted for a couple hours.
Two and a half to 3 hours.
Yeah, that was great. And then
she left before the show started.
You were recognized.
Yes, I was. By a nice fellow by the name of Brandon.
Mm-hmm.
He came bounding over and said, "Hi, how you doing?" And I introduced you to him, which was nice.
Yeah, he knew exactly who you were by sight. Chrissy knew exactly who you were by sight. And then after the show, we met up with the host of the show,
Jason Agnew.
And he didn't know you by sight. And you know, Shane is used to everybody knowing who he is back home and apparently here too.
Yeah. Basically, the conversation went something like this. "Hi, Jason, how are you?" "Who are you?" I'm Shane." "Oh, Shane, nice to meet you."
No, it was, "Oh, nice to meet you, Shane." "Wait, Shane." "Shane." And he was shaking his hand like it was going to come off. He was so excited because, of course, if you know Shane, you know that Shane is a super fan. But apparently he's a super fan for like every podcast he listens to. And he listens to these fellows' podcast. Yes. So, they were very excited to meet you.
Yes, indeed. What else could we talk about? Two Strikes. Oh, yeah, the final round. We have to talk about the final round.
Okay.
Of two Strikes.
Yep.
The final round is down between two people. And at the end, they are blindfolded. Shoes and socks are taken off. And the stage is littered with 50 mousetraps.
Yeah. Yeah, and unfortunately, they set off a lot of the mousetraps, so the fellas we saw were not really getting hurt as much as they were supposed to.
Yeah.
But they really weren't liking it.
No, they were not.
No, they were not liking that at all. So, what else did you learn?
There's too much salt in your McDonald's.
There's too much what?
Salt in your McDonald's.
Salt?
Yeah.
Okay. Much more salt. I agree, it's very salty. Yes,
indeed.
I just thought that was McDonald's.
No, it's just you guys.
there's something about the way that they salt the fries here in North America that's different than other ones, and I'm not sure what that is or why.
So today we recorded Epic, and you got to podcast with another podcast that you absolutely love.
Yes, indeed.
And you got to be on a very special Fun Drive Rewards episode.
Yeah.
So you got to listen to a skit take forever to record. Tune in, listeners. That'll be out in a month.
Yes. Actually, no. I didn't take it to the... Because you guys were taking so long to record the opening skit. I actually went outside to have two cigarettes.
Yes, yes. You completely missed my acting performance.
Well, I'm looking forward to listening to it, then.
Exactly, exactly. So that was a lot of fun, and you got to talk to the fellows that you've been super fans of. Indeed. Now, we introduced you also to some very particular chips, or crisps.
Yes.
So why don't you tell us about those?
There was, I can't remember what they're called.
Well, there were the ketchup chips?
Yeah, yeah, they were nice.
You seem to have no trouble eating those.
Nope. Oh, I've almost finished the packet, but as I look over your shoulder...
Oh, I didn't know there was any of them left. I thought that was finished.
Oh, that bag there, that's the other one. That's the other great Canadian flavor you won't find anywhere else. The All Dressed.
Yes.
Which is every flavor of chip, of every flavor, all the flavor seasonings dumped onto the same bag.
Yeah.
So it mostly tastes like barbecue and vinegar from salt and vinegar.
Yeah, indeed.
But, I don't know, it works in such a good way.
Yeah.
Is there anything else? Well, you got to have some very classic maple syrup this morning.
Oh, that's true. That's very, very true.
But we had a more of a southern dish there.
That is very, very true.
Chicken and waffles.
Mm.
Yep.
The flight, I have to talk about the flight. The flight was absolutely lovely as well.
Mm-hmm.
I saw Star Wars.
Yeah. You see Star Wars for the first time on a plane.
Yeah.
There's something wrong with you.
Well, true. But on the other hand, I had my earphones in. So, you know, it was... an experience.
Yes.
What else was that? I'm trying to think of anything I haven't written in my notes here.
Well, I do know that you wanted to say that the tobacco was drier.
Yeah, oh yeah, the tobacco was dry. Cheaper as well, though, cheaper.
But cheaper. So, you know, whatever makes your tobacco damp, not so good.
Yeah. Our filter tips.
Oh, and they don't understand filter tips.
Yeah. No, they don't.
The filter tipped rolling papers, very rare that you're going to find those. Generally, because you're going to find rolling papers in a specific type of shop where you're buying rolling papers for not tobacco. They don't want that filtered, I hear.
Yes, no, yes. Indeedy, yes, indeed. I wouldn't have a clue, but...
Don't look at me.
We hit up quite a few art galleries,
art
museum,
we did.
A bunch of shops, and we saw a bunch of touristy things. You saw the CN Tower, but we were much more interested in seeing the Orphan Black.
Sorry, I completely forgot about that.
Orphan Black filming locations.
Yeah. We saw Felix's loft.
Mm-hmm.
We went to the police station to try and find Beth.
We found Crystal's car.
Instead, yes, we did.
So we had fun doing that and just basically goofing around. Oh, you played Ticket to Ride.
Of course, yeah, I played it last night.
The guy from England played his first European board game in Canada.
Yeah.
And you had a blast playing that, yes?
I lost badly both times.
Not badly. I've seen much worse.
Okay.
you did fair. And Tech beat us both times, which is...
very rare for me.
Yeah.
Normally you're the...
Normally I trounce you.
Yes.
Ooh. And what was that card game you introduced me to as well?
Crib.
Crib, yes. Again, lost badly. There's a theme running through this.
You only got skunked once. but yeah, no, it was good. It was definitely a good trip.
Mm, definitely.
And
Tech did offer to shave my hair off, but I replied politely, no thank you.
Yes, yes.
Haircuts like mine are free and available to anyone at any time. Just come on over, I've got clippers.
Yep. So,
in the next little while, with the next visit, maybe we can get Heath and Angela to take me up on that offer for free haircuts.
Maybe. I don't think it's going to happen from Angela.
Mm.
That's a lot of hair.
Yeah. Mm.
But it'd be neat. So, what do you rate this trip?
If I could rate it 10 out of 10, I'll probably have to give this...
what would you rate it? 10 out of 10...
I wasn't going to give it a 10.
Oh, ouch!
Ouch.
I was going to give this a 20.
Oh, okay. Oh, then we'll take that.
I would probably have to give this a 20 out of 10 mouse traps.
There you go. There you go. What do you rate it, Tech?
Hmm. Hmm. Wow. I don't know. What do you rate it? Give me a minute here.
Well, I've had a good time. I think it's a good length of time to have friends stay with us. We got to do a lot of just hanging out stuff and the sightseeing stuff, so we weren't overloaded on either of them. And I will give it a 10 out of 10. That has been accounted for.
I will give this 10 out of 10 unfiltered cigarettes.
That works for me.
Shane, I've done it.
Again, Paul, then open the window. There's no need to announce it.
No, not that. I invented a machine that can erase our memory of Red Dwarf so you can watch it for the first time. Again.
Really? Is it safe?
Completely. Although you might also forget how to read, write, and do math.
I'm a politician. I don't need any of that.
Also, it would probably make your head explode.
And ruin my hair? No. Let's just find a lovely American couple who have barely even heard of Red Dwarf to watch the show with us. That'll be the next best thing to seeing it for the first time.
Hi, I'm Angela. This is my husband, Heath.
What are you doing in my house?
Well, we're just your everyday American couple wandering about looking for someone who feels like watching a show we've barely even heard of with us.
Maybe recording a podcast about it.
That's really convenient.
And you can listen in on the fun with the Red Dwarf Intro Cast.
Check us out on iTunes, Facebook, and Twitter.
Nutty Bites is produced at Nimlas Studios. You can find us on the web at nimlasstudios.org. This work is created under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives 3.0 Unported International License. What that means is you can share it, you can send it to your friends, you just can't make any money off of it, you can't change it, and you have to link back to me, my site, and everything. You can comment and send feedback by going to nimlas.org/nuttybites. You can go to facebook.com/group/nuttybites. You can call the comment line by going to 347-NUTTY42, or you can find me on Twitter. You can search on Google+. You can search the web. You can find me everywhere.